So what's this?
There is actually a budget proposal on the table in the state capital of Olympia. You keep hearing about, well, tax increases are inevitable, absolutely necessary. We have too big a gap. But Senator Chris Gildin, the Republican point man on the budget in the Washington State Senate, has just proffered a budget, 2-year biennial budget, that has no new taxes. It actually keeps teacher and state worker bonuses, actually grows 5% over a 2-year period. It's about inflation right about now. Anyway, he joins us for a few minutes on the John Carlson Show. Good morning, Chris Gildin, well, Senator Gildin.
How are you? Good morning, John. Thank you for having me.
Okay. You say you've got a no new taxes budget that actually has fewer cuts than Bob Ferguson's proposal. How is it possible for you to have no tax increases, fewer cuts than Bob Ferguson, and yet it balances?
I tell you, John, Senator Nikki Torres and I, she's working on this with me, we've spent a lot of nights working with nonpartisan staff going through every single bit of the budget. And, you know, you were right. People have only been told there's two outcomes to this budget shortfall. One is $13 billion in new taxes. And then the other one is just slash and burn, cut everything. But, you know, and we had this conversation before, and looking at the budget, I asked nonpartisan staff, you know, what was the real shortfall? They told me back in December it was $6.6 billion. They've since revised that down to $6.6 billion, and that's a 4-year number. And so we just started trying to go through the numbers, and it was a question. We had a question, can we make this work? We didn't know if we could. But as we went further and further through the budget and we started working on it, my first time through the budget, we went through the budget a number of times. The first time through, we went from a negative 6.7 to a negative 93 million. And at that point, I knew that we could do it. And then the next time we went through the budget, we actually had positive numbers. And then we were able to make it work. But we're able to do this without the cuts that, you know, certain people are out crying about. We do not take anyone off of services. If you're getting a service now, you're going to continue to get it. We may cap the growth of the program. For example, there's a program called Transition to Kindergarten, which has really exploded. It's kind of like pre-kindergarten. It's just exploded over the recent years with no, you know, guardrails. Well, we limit growth to 3%, right? A reasonable amount of growth, but we achieve savings from that. And then we actually make some investments into K-12 with their operating costs and special education, the things that schools are telling us that they're hurting in. We preserve, like you said, the bonuses for teachers who get national certifications that the Inslee budget was going to remove. We honor our teachers. But I think the biggest sticking point with the budget for the Democrats in the legislature is the collective bargaining agreement that Governor Inslee negotiated as he closed the door on the governor's mansion and rode off into the sunset. That was $4 billion of raises that he negotiated. John, that's huge. If you remember the Climate Commitment Act that we just spent about 2 years fighting about, the total taxes on that was about $2 billion. So he just negotiated raises twice as large as the Climate Commitment Act.
Yeah, well, negotiated is almost a self-parody as a term. Not much of a negotiator.
Yeah, I don't. And, you know,
He's sitting on the same side of the table as they are. Something's wrong here.
It's not a good look. And I think the Democrats in the legislature, they're going to have to make a values judgment this year. They're going to have to say, do we value giving $4 billion in raises to state employees by taxing each and every person across the state? Or do we value maintaining affordability in our state and ensuring that the cost of living doesn't go up? That's going to be simply a values judgment. Do they value state employees or do they value the people? For me, I value the people.
Okay, so where do you cut where Bob Ferguson didn't?
Well, number one, we don't fund the $4 billion of raises for state employees, but we do offer a middle ground. We don't leave our state employees out hanging, and we do want to honor, you know, the spirit of the collective bargaining agreement. So the way we do that is rather than saying we're not going to give anything to state employees or we're going to give them everything, we offer a third way, a middle ground, where we offer each and every state employee a $5,000 bonus, and a one-time $5,000 bonus, and we give them the opportunity to go back, renegotiate their collective bargaining agreements with the Ferguson administration, and then come back to us at a later date. We think that's more than fair. And actually, it's a very progressive type of a bonus system because under this proposal, if you are a state employee making $80,000 or less, you're actually going to come out ahead. You're going to get more than you would have under the collective bargaining agreements. Now, if you're upper management, you're the department head, you're not going to do so well. But it's a very progressive type of bonus structure. And we think that that's a quite a fair alternative.
What has, by the way, can you do that? I mean, can you say no to a deal that Jay Inslee made with the unions? Or is that, does that have the
absolutely
force of
so okay. the legislature has a choice when it comes to these collective bargaining agreements. They cannot modify the agreement, but they can either give it a straight up yes or a simple no.
Okay.
So in this case, we would say no to the collective bargaining agreements, but we would offer the bonus structure and the offer to go renegotiate and come back to the legislature.
Wow. Wow. What's the reaction so far?
Well, I'm waiting for it so far. The only reaction that I've seen so far is from the Senate Democrat budget lead, Senator Robinson, who obviously she takes issue that we do not fund the collective bargaining agreement. And then she mentioned one other item, which was, it's kind of wonky, it gets down into the weeds, but it has to do with how we spend some of the Climate Commitment Act dollars.
Okay. All right. I love where you're going on this. And I think it'd be terrific if it happened. What can people do to show their support? Or opposition, but I hope support.
Well, I mean, we're putting this out about 2 weeks before you're going to see any other budget proposal, John. And we're doing this for a reason, because I want people to scrutinize this budget. I want people to know that this is a true budget that does not play games. There's no Olympia math inside of here. We're not playing any tricks. And a lot of people aren't going to, they're not going to believe that it can be done. And so I want people to scrutinize it. All of the budget documents they're online, they're available. I've got a copy of the budget on my desk right now. It's 1,158 pages long. Hmm. So scrutinize it, go through it. And if you agree with it, you know, let your legislator know that, that you agree with Senator Gildon's proof of concept that you can have a budget that funds the needs of our state, that funds our priorities, and that does so without any additional taxes.
That's State Senator Chris Gildon from Puyallup South Hill in Pierce County. And I love this. And by the way, it proves what I've been telling you for a long time, which is that we don't have a deficit. We just have a gap in spending between those who want to spend way, way beyond the monies that they knew were coming in. In other words, Jay Inslee deliberately locked the budget into a process where the amount of money coming in would not fund the demands for increased spending. It's called sustainability. And Jay Inslee, right to the end, comes up with an unsustainable budget. Chris Gildon makes the budget very sustainable and very worthwhile. And congratulations. That's a lot of hard work. You know what this reminds me of? Dino Rossi. taking you back in time here. Dino Rossi crafted a no new taxes budget when he was the Republican point man in the state Senate. And
yeah, that's right.
He actually got some Democrat buy-in on it. And that's
what I'm hopeful that we can do the same thing, John. You know, I've got a little piece of history in my office that I'm looking at right now, and it is the Senate Republican budget writer's pencil. It's this huge pencil. It's about 4 foot tall, and it's been signed by every Senate budget writer since 1987. And Dino Rossi's right there, 1999 to 2003. And feel kind of privileged to be in the company of these folks.
There you go. Well, that's what he did. He did what you're doing right now. And you should be very proud.
That's it. Well, thanks for helping me get the word out, John. And keep up the good work, my friend.
Of course. Senator Chris Gildon from Puyallup on the John Carlson Show. Thank you, Chris.